We got an 808 number here.
No, it's Barbara.
It's Barbara.
MJ is on the line. Bob, bring him in.
Hey, Bob, I'm going to go.
Hey, don't.
Want to say bye?
I wouldn't. Dave, do not fuck up, Dave. It's just getting good, Dave. Don't. When you leave, you don't leave. You'll get fucked up. I tell you, miss out.
You know what?
President Trump would say, get out. Then you'll stay forever if you do that. Get out of here. It's great fun.
Ayn would say, before you leave, when you got the greatest thing going on in your life right now with Ayn, there's nothing better, Dave. So don't get such nonsense. You're going
to
leave.
That's how you know it's time to go, because once you get it, you can't have anything good as that ever again. So this is the penultimate contrast, and this is the best it'll ever be. Save it for another day. It's all good.
What about if I listen to her on the radio and not be on the phone part so I can still hear it?
That's what you're doing anyway. This is already recorded. This is recorded.
Here's the thing, just in case you're not glancing at it now, Sky Goddess Sue says she's in Rome, and she was wondering, Ayn, if there's something she can check out on the Point St. Angelo for our Ayn not knowing.
Oh, she could, but it'd be more fun to run over to Vatican City and see how tall their wall is. Uh-huh. And tell her to go buy some condoms and take them to the Pope so he can cover up his TT. He said it was okay. He said it was okay. And none of that lambskin either. Get the good stuff.
Fuck that
shit. Get some Trojan man. And that's what he wants.
Okay, Dave. You're muted, maybe, Dave. How come I can hear you? I just muted everybody. It didn't work. Okay, Dave. We don't take instructions from Sue Bone until she lets me post her dialogues with me last week on her Facebook. I posted them, and she took them off. She wants to hide her Facebook life from my own life. We don't allow that kind of separation. Okay, I'll unmute.
And that's what happened on 11-22-63.
Stephen King TV show. That's a good TV show, Dave. Watch 11-22-63. They're doing the Kennedy assassination, and they go through all the people, all the famous people. Yeah, it's pretty neat.
They go back in time to change it, to undo it. J.J. did it again. Where in the world
JJ
did he come up with such a topic? Wow.
Yeah, he'd get it from me.
Ayn.
Are you ready?
Ayn.
Go ahead.
Ayn. Someone's screaming through. Ayn. Crash.
Ayn. Is the portal, is the way that the guy goes through the door in the diner and that he can stay any number of years in that other time and come back
in the
only
mirror.
2 minutes?
It's in the mirror. Not the door. It's the mirror. It's the mirror in the diner.
He goes through the
Who
door.
Is that?
It's not. That's not the portal. It's the mirror.
Why do they show him going through the door?
Why do they show you sitting at the bar at La Mertage when you go through the bathroom to go to other worlds?
Oh, okay. And but is that a true representation of how it can happen? You go, you can spend 30 years on the other side, come back, and only 2 minutes have passed?
It doesn't even be 2 minutes. It's nothing.
Mm. And then and then the person remembers everything.
Wow.
Yeah. And guess what? Just when you thought it was over, guess what, Bob? We are not through with Fringe.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, good. You hear that, Dave? They're not through with Fringe. Are you gone? Have you left, Dave? Are you missing this stuff? You're missing out?
Get out.
Okay,
get
I'm
out.
Cutting it on. I'm kidding, cutting in on
Jay's
time.
Right now.
I'll be quiet.
What's Susanna saying?
You don't have
coming
to be.
In?
You don't
flying
have to
in?
Be.
You're
she's
flying
doing
in,
something.
Susanna?
She's in. She's out. She's over. She's coming. She's gone. She's nothing. She's nothing.
Okay, let me ask this. Bob said music was one level fallen down. Do you agree?
It's been 7 years, 6 months, and 11 days since your last Fringe.
If music is a fallen condition, fossil lot, do you consider that music?
No, not music.
Susanna, consider this. Sheila Kern likes to say that Ayn showed up on her birthday, March 18th. But that was not recorded. It was recorded for the first time on Carolyn's birthday, March 20th. I think we have to start emphasizing Carol. I mean, here it is, the seventh fucking year, and it's Carol's birthday, it's Palm Sunday, it's Nuttin' Day, Global Nuttin' Day or something.
It's also International Happiness Day.
Yeah, now there's Carolyn can
Hell
be the poster
yeah.
child of that.
Oh, we need to get
She's
it. So we need to get it.
In history.
So what is that show, Hung, where he was the happiness consultant?
Yeah, Hung, good show, porno.
Yeah, happiness consultant.
That's Jade, happiness consultant. We make your day.
Happy birthday, Carolyn.
Mm,
happy anniversary.
You.
So I am down. Yay.
Yeah.
Yay.
Yeah. Seven. What does that 7-year cycle mean, Ion? What does that mean for us? Where are we? Have we landed?
We don't. Who knows? It's cyclical. It keeps cycling. It's cycling. And the wheels on the bus go round and round, round and round, round and round. The wheels on the bus go round and round.
Even Angela showed up, Susanna.
It's the reunion. Now y'all get margarita and we'll have a party.
We're waiting for Margarita. She tips the tipping point.
But isn't 8 the number? 8 is the number, right?
Two?
Isn't it the number?
What?
8.
Oh,
8.
Good Lord.
Yeah.
No, no.
That's
it's like
right.
the 5 bodies. We buried them, too. It took a minute, but we got rid of those little bastards, too. Guess what? We're fixing to go after. We're fixing to go after all the holy orifices. Going after them. Yes, Lord. Them holy orifices.
Zappa,
they're gone.
Peter,
they're gone. They're gone.
The fluid, the roots,
Peter,
they're all going
hell,
down.
Hell, yes. The holy
oh,
orifices.
Yes.
We a lover. We're not a fighter. You just be still. We're the lover.
We're in the 8th year.
Yeah,
year.
We're in the 8th year, Susan.
So we are in the 8th year. Because, yeah, we're talking about the octave. There's a big thing.
Yeah,
the 8 cells is all you need. The 8 perfect cells. And then there's 8 moon, 8 suns.
They got Hillary Clinton on this. The Hillary Clinton.
Press conference. She's in Congress.
Don't to be rough on Hillary Rodham Clinton. She's doing the best she can do.
Sure.
Hey, Ion. Let's segue with the number 8. Will you please list the 8 platonic solids?
No. First of all, there's not any platonic solids.
I don't remember when it was, but you said there are 8 platonic solids maybe last week.
Susanna, what was your topic? I'm writing notes here. What did you first come in asking about?
I don't remember.
There's only irregular polygons. There's only irregular polygons. That's what we said last week. They only can't meet at the vertex. You know that. Or suffering cats.
Bob, it was music solid being a fallen state, which I didn't get an answer on.
Yeah, that's right. Too much yelling. Nobody staying focused.
No, they were focused all right. They were just focusing on yelling, Bob. They were really focused, though.
Fossilia is not music, is what Ion said.
That is correct. That is what we said.
So, life after love, do you believe in life after love?
That was for Dr. Dean. That was the share song for Dr. Dean.
Yeah.
On the Bon anniversary.
Is there a relationship between
the union, Bob. The un-ion, Bob, the un-ion.
The forced marital?
What's that?
Ion said the forced marital.
You know it was a shotgun wedding, Bob. You know that. That's why he had to go to the courthouse. They were trying to go to a church, and Carolyn had to buy her own damn ring. You know that.
That's true. That is true. It was a forced wedding.
Ion, can a fractal antenna access human thoughts?
It does.
Does the fractal antenna on the phone only listen?
No.
Or can it also send?
We said no, so yes to both.
What frequency does the fractal antenna use to tune into the cloud?
It varies. That's the thing. It rolls. Playfair ciphers only apply if you have the code.
Explain the factors that determine the different frequencies that vary in the connection between the fractal antenna and the cloud.
No, you write it.
Ion, what impact is the new app for the watch and the EEG going to have on the world?
11. Code Flappy Bird.
Ion, explain the difference between code and patterns.
Flappy Bird, we already did.
What was Angela's question, Chad?
About the go ahead.
No, you go.
She was explaining. She's asking about the EEG watch, the watches that like pick up on your EEG.
Yeah, like, I'm designing an app for it. So I just want to know what kind of impact it's going to have on the world.
This is an app about the watchers, or it's a particular kind of watch?
No, new watch. You know, like you wear a
computer watch.
Yeah, like a smartwatch.
A watch. EEG watch.
Smartwatch.
Watches you.
Develop it with EEG. I can help you.
Yeah, so it uses your brainwaves to interact with your surroundings. And then in the dreams I'm having at the moment, it shows that it's a training ground for people to do, gods to do it in the real world in the future, in the higher dimensions.
Hey, Chad, this is the thing about Angela. She actually came in with the idea of inventing something, but she never gets to ask Ion about her invention. She's always just coming up with inventive ideas, but she doesn't know to ask Ion. She's halfway there. She's doing the right thing.
Angela, ask Ion a question about your project to help you get to the next step, like I'm doing with my code, asking questions. There's got to be something.
Once it's built, is it going to have a profound impact on society and how we use technology? And is it a building ground?
No, you're worrying about the effect. You got to how to make it first.
Oh yeah, no, we're working on how to make it. Like that's
No. See, you add.
But I can help you get there faster.
Yeah, but what you're leaving
out. What do you think of the smartwatch app?
Ion doesn't think, Angela. Ion doesn't think.
What do you know about it? Is it useful in society?
Don't worry about that. Ask if there's any component that you can add to it to make it more in line with the new environment.
Is there any components we can add to it to make it align with the new environment, the ascending environment, the playground for gods and super gods?
Come on, Ion. Come on, boy.
No. Yes. Two. No. No. Okay, if you want to.
So you got to re-listen and line up the answers with all your questions.
Would non-physical bless this creation, this invention now, and what would it be?
No, because it supports the Android meme. So no.
No, no blessing there. Back to
God using their phone.
You don't need hardware. You don't need hardware to make our software work.
I know that, but that's what the dreams are telling me. It's only an interlude. It's only like a training template.
So let's make a mechanical bride until we can get a real bride. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, so it basically unlocks all the vibrational hertz levels and frequencies of every object in reality, and then you can use your brain to move.
It's surreality.
Age in the new environment.
It's surreality.
Surreality.
Mm-hmm.
What defines surreality?
S-U-R, surrealism.
Mm-hmm, surreal.
Oh, yeah, surreality. And it also goes into the VR, the new environment of VR.
Eventually.
So does it work?
In our world, it does.
Because I'm trying to invoke Steve Jobs and a scientist called Fife.
You have no code.
Helped it be built on.
You have no code, Angela.
You don't know code, but
he got no game.
He got no game, Angela. Pay attention, Angela. He's talking to you.
He's in the Amari urn at JW's anyway.
He's working with JW on the mantelpiece, Angela. You know that.
It's a shelf. It's not a mantle.
But is it possible to work with Steve Jobs?
It's a fucking shelf, Angela, for fuck's sake. It's a goddamn shelf, not a mantle. That made Carolyn laugh at her birthday. She's having a happy birthday. Made her laugh.
Steve Jobs is in the Amari vase.
Hey, happy birthday.
With Steve Jobs.
That's right, Jen. Yes. Steve Jobs in the Amari vase.
Hey, Ion, are the fractals in our lipids, is that what connects us to your cloud?
Not permanently, no.
That's a loaded question. That's Susanna trying to do NLP on Ion. you know, like pick the code words and throw it back at Aya and see if he falls for it. I got that, Suzanne. I heard that one.
Mm-hmm. So, Ion, since you said we don't need hardware to make software work, does that mean that the fractal antenna is not hardware?
Write the code and you will see.
Hey, Chad, a couple weeks ago when I was talking about pi being finite or not, Ion, you brought up fractal as a limited antenna that was related to space and amplification. Is that right?
Well, you're quoting us, so it must be.
I know, but my notes are somewhat vague, so I just wanted to bring some more detail to that. Maybe.
Well, wait about
really
three and a half
check.
More years, and Bob will catch up to his notes, and then he'll be able to verify once he receives it from the peat bog.
So a fractal can be thought.
The beings that are teaching me how to engage in the environment in fractality without using hardware
sad.
At the moment.
It's sad. It's sad. But
it's sad, Angela. Another knockdown punch of Angela. You just keep running into Ion's punches,
happy,
Angela.
It's happy. It's happy. It's okay. It's no worries. Just don't focus on that. Get it to it. Then if you prove it, then you can come back and you're going to recreate it. Carolyn makes all kinds of things, and then she makes it, and then she comes backwards and proves it after she's made it. She doesn't have to worry about it. It's all good. And so far, she's batting 1,000.
So make it and then improve it.
Prove it, not improve it. Prove it.
Make it and then prove it. Okay.
And
make it and then prove that it works.
Go prove that it is. If you're making it and it works, it already works. If you make it, if you have it in your hand, it is. Then you say, here it is. Well, prove it. Well, here it is. God damn it. It's right here. This is it. This is what it is. Well, God and damn it. If you can't, then it is. Okay, good. You got it.
Okay.
Yeah. Ta-da. Prove it and then improve it.
Very good, Dave. You're still here, Dave. Wise move, Dave. Stay here.
Hippity hop to the barbershop.
Get out. Get out.
Oh, hey, look at that. He's quoting the president. He's quoting the president. Listen to
him. He almost Trump wear one in the future.
We already said Bob chose him. And if Bob doesn't change his mind, he's in like Flynn.
He's on the drops, too, Angela.
That's why his hair got better. And Bob's going to broker him in.
Did you see the new video of me, Angela, with my new computer, man? You want to see some shiny skin, Angela? Look at my skin in the new video that Roxy made. I've made 600 YouTube
videos
for the last 6 years with a lousy computer, and I didn't even know it.
Oh, you're a mutant.
Yeah.
And he makes a lot of music.
Look, screaming in like a banshee. What is this banshee mood you've got?
That's right, banshee's about an octave higher. Not trill enough.
Ion. Higher frequency gets me heard. Is predicating an outcome the same as creative visualization?
No. Creative visualization is what you want to think you create to see. You have to think of something to create to see. A predicated outcome is something that already is that you're bumping into before it is. A predicated outcome means it's prescribed.
Is a predicated outcome less limiting than a creative visualization?
Sometimes creatine.
Sometimes creatine?
Mm-hmm.
Ion's thinking bodybuilding protein RNA.
Bilirubin.
When can we expect the release of that?
Well,
I'm looking forward to ingesting it.
I had the mics open for the last 15 minutes. I think we'll lock them up again and start to get polite again. What do you think?
Who is Lord suffering kids.
So, Ion...
Referring to the bone marrow.
To Inkin, Blinken, and Nod.
I haven't heard about them in 80 years.
He was a wee lass back then.
Are you being cryptic on purpose?
Gotta go.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, like how cryptic is that?
Yeah. That's not cryptic.
That's non-physical taking his power back. Gotta go. That's non-physical taking his power back. Gotta go.